them is the primary reason why people change. I don't know about you, but when I go RVing, when I get to where I'm going, I don't want to have to fool around with batteries. I want to do whatever it was I went there to do, fish, hunt, sit around the campfire, drink beer, whatever you do.
All the above.
All the above. I don't want to fool with batteries. So having a completely maintenance-free AGM battery eliminates all of that worry about what's going on. There's other advantages, too. They charge faster. Lifeline claims up to 20% faster, and I see it. You know, we've got chargers on batteries all the time, and I can see them charging faster. There's just several reasons why people prefer them now, and mainly the maintenance-free aspect of it is the biggest seller. But you pay for it. You definitely pay for it. You pay probably a third more, if not twice as much, or 50% more, for an AGM battery to not have to worry about it while you're out there.
Well, that's one aspect, but the fact that they're not off-gassing like the flooded batteries, it allows us in the vintage world to put them places where you wouldn't want a flooded battery.
You're exactly right. People ask all the time, can I put these under my bed? Can I put them under my gaucho or anywhere inside the coach or the Airstream or whatever? And I say, well, yes, you can, but that doesn't change the rules. The National Electric Code, the last time I checked, still requires batteries to be vented to the outside if they're not outside. But that doesn't mean people aren't going to do it anyway, because everybody does. I know that. But the answers are still supposed to be vented to the outside. The only conditions that I would be concerned about would be an overcharge situation where the valve opens up and it could conceivably put gas in the coach. It wouldn't be a lot, but what's a lot? I don't know how to quantify that. And the other thing would be a failed battery. But it would be extremely rare, and although I would feel comfortable having my batteries inside my living compartment, technically it's still against the rules, to my knowledge, unless it's changed.
Yeah. It actually said that, I think, in the instructions that came with the batteries, that they have to be vented.
They do.
But, yeah, a lot of us run them without. So, if I can go to a big box store and buy an AGM battery for a lot less than a Lifeline, what am I going to miss out on? Is there a real difference between just a box store AGM and a Lifeline or a Universal?
Well, other than your bragging rights, no, I don't know. AGM technology is what it is. There are some less expensive AGM batteries. Honestly, I have not tested them all. I know that there's a lot of companies that make them. I don't think there's any that are more popular than Lifeline. There's probably some that are even better. And I'm not saying that there's not, because whatever engineering goes into those batteries, I suppose that you could do anything you want with them. But AGM is AGM. And how well they're built, I suppose, is the difference. And I can't compare and contrast, you know, this brand versus the other brands, because we haven't had any need to. AGMs, Lifelines, rather, are just, they're so sought after and they do well. I never look back. But I know that there are other companies that make good AGM batteries, so.
Well, I can recommend them. They lasted 9 years till I killed it. let's see. How do people know? What guides you to either having like 2 6-volts in series or multiple 12-volts in parallel? What's the trade-off? Why would I pick one or the other?
Well, if I had a nickel for every time I've got that question too, I wouldn't be selling batteries. But it really comes down to preference. In theory, 6 volts are going to give you more discharge cycles. They're designed for that purpose. There are half the cells in a 6-volt battery than there are in a 12-volt battery. So if you're an odds maker of wondering whether or not you're going to have a cell failure, you know, you can use your